on the Big Sports Breakfast. This golf report is brought to you by Paul Gall Masterclass. Come play, learn and laugh with one of Australia's great golfing personalities. Visit paulgall.com.au for your masterclass experience.
This is the major that sort of creeps up on everybody, I reckon. Jason Day won it a few years ago. Tiger Woods has also won it, but he's won absolutely everything. And now Brooks Koepka is the current favourite to be winning it, $11 at tab.com.au. It all starts, well, this time tomorrow morning. It would have cracked off by now. G'day, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Can't wait. It's always good to see these top 20, 50 players in the world go head-to-head around a golf course like this. This best page is like no other. I actually played the 2002 US Open around here, and it's tough but fair, but just mean. Like, there's no let up on it. So I can't wait to watch it.
John Daly's making plenty of news still, Gowie?
Yeah, it's amazing, Daly. He's riding the cart, which I brought to your attention last week, and it sort of snowballed from there because they asked Tiger what he thought of it, and he said, I walked with a broken leg in 2008 in the US Open at Torrey Pines. So, basically saying, well, why can't you walk?
Can we tell our listeners, how's he been sanctioned to play in a cart, John Daly? What, just for being lazy?
Bit of all that. It's a bit of, he's got a crooked knee. He hasn't had knee surgery. He could have had that quite some time ago. Didn't take that. So he's had a bad knee. Now he's calling on. He's got something else off. I can't think of it. But anyway, he could walk. He has walked at different times. But I think this is more a political play between the USGA and the PGA of America. So the USGA knocked him back because a golf course like this is actually, you've got to take into account, it's a tough walk. It's a really hard walk. And that's part of golf, your fatigue factor, and when your mental application, falls off, you're so tired you can't think of the next shot. So that's actually part of golf, and I think that's what Tiger was saying, is it's part of your tools of trade are your legs and your back and your arms so Daly's which is he's a past US PGA champion, so I guess that come into the factor too. But
does it set a dangerous precedent though, Gowie?
It does. Well, Casey Martin, he won a court case years ago on riding a cart, but he had a legitimate, his leg was just about to fall off. He had a disease in his right ankle. So he, it probably warranted that. But Daly, I seen him at the Masters at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure inside that gulpy cup was a beer, not Coca-Cola, because he was like the side of a house. He was huge. So, when you're that big and you're putting a lot of pressure on your body, and golf does that, believe it or not, and you've got to walk that distance, it's pretty tough.
Mm. All right. If you want to take Gowie on for the $50 Drummond golf voucher, 13-53-53, 13-53-53. And if your pretty simple game, if your pick finishes ahead of Gowie's pick, it's your $50 voucher. Now, this is, you said you've played here, mate. What sort of score wins? Will it be a subpar score?
It could be. Now, they've had a lot of rain there in the last 3 or 4 days, which softened up even more. And this is a golf course. It's a par 70, over 7,000 or 7,500 yards, nearly 7,000 metres. It's ridiculous how long it is. So it doesn't give up. It's a big hitter's golf course, and that's the advantage. So you can take a lot of, I think it's an easy betting, week this week, because you've got to take out probably 60 to 70% of the field, because it's, unless they're on with their putter and their irons, good luck. And there's a certain amount of players in these majors that, a bit like me when I played, I only played 2 US Opens, but I was there just to make up the numbers. I just wasn't good enough.
It's just too long.
Yeah. It's just way too long. Yeah. So, if you're having a bet, you go for one of those long, drivers. You look up the driving accuracy and the length to bet here, because the greens are actually okay. Like, they're really big, but they're not massive undulations to them, and they're not going to be silly quick. So, someone like I like Adam Scott as the Aussie pick this week, because he just drives the ball so long and straight, and his iron play is on. We just need him to have a week with the putter, and he's away. But You know, I like Dustin Johnson this week because of his driving, because he hits the ball. His driving is just got better and better every year.
All right, so you like Dustin Johnson. We'll go to the open line. Brett, good morning.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Yeah, going really well, thanks, mate. You ready to take on Gowie?
Yeah.
Who do you like?
I'm going to stick with Tiger. He's on fire, I think. He's got that look in his eye.
Okay. Well, he's won before, but he's won a US Open at this course, hasn't he?
I think he's back, Terry. For a little while anyway.
Yeah, well, his back's all good as well. Good on you, mate. Well done. So, Brett, pretty simple. Hopefully we're calling you on Monday morning, and that means that your pick, Tiger Woods, has finished ahead of Dustin Johnson. What about, who else do you like, Gowie?
Well, you know, I love Tiger, and I'd loved him win around here, but, you know, since the US Masters, he's only, you know, played a handful of times that he's actually played. Well, I don't think he's actually played 18 holes. And he hasn't hit a lot of balls. I don't think there's enough reps in him, you know, for this golf course. He's a different person to the guy that was there in 2002. So he's not going to even get close to my money this week, without a doubt. But there is a number of guys out there. I like him, Stenson at odds. I think he's up in the 60s or 70s to one, without a doubt. You can't leave Brooks Koepka out there. We've got 8 Aussies in this week, and there's a couple in there. And there's one that's a really long hitter that we all like, is Lucas Herbert. This will be, you know, his first US-based major championships. Played the British Open before, but don't put this kid, out of your top 10 here, because he's been playing quite solid. The guy hits at a ridiculous distance, and he's pretty confident in his ability. So I know it's his first one, but if there's a golf course that was going to suit this kid, it's this one.
Beautiful. Just going back to Tiger, though, that'll be him for the rest of his career, though, won't he? He won't be doing much between majors. That's just the way he has to look after his body, won't he?
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. But you still got to have that sharpness to your game. The only thing is will be his mental toughness that will get him around. But golf is, you need a lot of sharpness to it. And his short game will be good, but this week he'll need his long game. Yeah. And that mightn't be there. And, you know, the stray driver, if you miss the fairway here, it is ridiculously deep, that rough, without a doubt. Yeah. So he needs to drive the ball straight. Where at Augusta, you know, it's so wide off the tee, in spots 60 to 70 metres wide. Well, this golf course, it's going to be 20 to 30 maximum wide.
Yeah. Have you got a roughie then, Gowie?
Yeah, my roughie's Hendrik Stenson. I think he's just flying way under the radar. You know, he's gone through those couple of years that he's, he's just sort of taking his foot off the accelerator. He's now got his foot back on the accelerator, and I think he's just playing his way into form. But, you know, if you're going to have a bet, just have a look at those long hitters, without a doubt. Now, Jay, you don't leave Jason Day out there. Mark Leishman's coming off a back injury last week when he was at home. Brendan Jones has got through the Japanese tour, the boy from Canberra. So, yeah, we've got a bunch of Aussies in there. So we're all on Fox Sports, 5:03, tomorrow morning at 3 a.m. So
3 a.m. Okay.
3 a.m. it starts.
He's $67, by the way, Hendrik Stenson, if you want to have a little speculator there. Good on you, Gowie. We look forward to it all.
Thanks, fellas.